God, we come before you with our hands lifted high, not asking anything from you. Lord, in rejoicing praise over the love you have already lavished on us, the grace and mercy that you have given us, the goodness that you have shown, the very fact that we are here this morning, that there is breath in our lungs, that a roof over our heads. Lord, you are eternally worthy of praise and glory and honor. We dedicate this time to you, Lord, simply as an expression of gratitude. We know that we could never give anything to you that you need. You need nothing. But Lord, we rejoice in you. We rejoice with you for the goodness that you are. Father, pray that you would renew a spirit of gratitude and thanksgiving in our hearts, that it would be more than a holiday today, that this week it would be the springboard to a life that is constantly pouring out praise to you, both in what we say and in what we do. Lord, you're worthy of that. You deserve it. I pray that we would get a clear sense of that this morning. Lord, thank you. Thank you for the blessings of the cross. Thank you for this community that you've brought together. Lord, thank you for who you are. Pray this in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. This is one of my favorite weeks. Because as a pastor, sometimes it's good not to preach, but to be preached to. Last week, Cole, you preached to me. Thank you. But this week, the table is open for everyone. This is the Sharing of Blessings Sunday. The first Thanksgiving in the United States was called by, as I'm sure you're aware, pilgrims that made it through a pretty arduous time. The fact that they had dwindled in their numbers by at least half, the number escapes me at the moment, but it was not likely that you would survive as a colonist. So they came together to praise God, not only for the bountiful harvest, but for the fact that they were able to get together at all. And they shared blessings with each other. They shared what God had given them. And we here this morning have an equal opportunity. I want to read to you from the Psalms, really, for a moment. Psalm 69, starting in verse 30, where the psalmist David says this, "I will praise the name of God with a song. I will magnify him with thanksgiving. This will please the Lord more than an ox or a bull with horns and hooves." In other words, it's more than any sacrifice you could give is spreading the thanksgiving and praise to others. "When the humble see it, they will be glad. You who seek God, let your hearts revive, for the Lord hears the needy and does not despise his own people who are prisoners. Let heaven and earth praise him, the seas and everything that moves in them." This morning, I want to invite you to share praises in four different categories, four different things. First is the one that usually jumps to mind with praises, the good things God has given you. The things in your life or the people, it doesn't have to be items or objects. The people, the experiences. That's going to be the first one. If you're one of my first two readers, would you come on up to the microphones, one on either side? That would be great. And then they're going to read some scriptures to help prompt thinking behind this. Because we often think, okay, we shouldn't be materialistic. That's true. But so is James chapter 1. James chapter 1, verse 17 says this, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change." If there's something good in your life, who'd it come from? God. Do you think he gets upset when we recognize that publicly? When we express gratitude for that? And I know some of you right now are where Joanna was at the beginning of the song, fearful and afraid. No, I don't want to share. I don't want to step in front of people. Then let me encourage you with this. This is the heritage to which we are called. I just read to you from Psalms where they did that with God's people as they worshiped. But let's also look at the book of Revelation, where we are going. This is where we're from. Here's where we're going. In Revelation chapter 4, verse 11, it says this, "Worthy are you, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created." Everything in your life that you call good, everything that you enjoy, everything that is a blessing, came from His good hand. And it's not about the people in the room. It's not about you. It's about God. He is worthy of praise and honor and glory. So as Jen and Scott read these scriptures, I want you to be contemplating and pray, God, what good things have you given me that I've totally missed? God, give me the nerve to praise you boldly before your people. Let me honor you in this moment. He's worth it. He is a good and gracious God.
James 1:17, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. Psalms 107:8-9, let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for mankind. For he satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things.
Psalm 100. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name, for the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations.
You just hit on a nerve, because the next thing we're going to give praises for is all things. As the next readers come up, readers number 3 and 4. Sometimes, like in that situation, when we're going through something that is dark and painful, when we go through things that are a struggle, when we're going through loss, the darkness of times, I've often found that it's in the night that the stars shine. That we see the goodness of God when it is contrasted with the darkness. So Sarah, yes, you mentioned in the praise set, thank you, that we are not of the darkness. We live in it, but we're called to be a light in it. And praising God in the midst of that is a way that we are a light to each other. We're told to let our light so shine before men that they might see our good works and glorify our Father who's in heaven. This is one of the greatest ways we can. I'm putting you two on the spot because I look up to both of you. We as a church family have seen struggle and pain and loss. But both of you have been able to turn what God has done in your life into a beautiful opportunity, helping others, continuing to praise him for the blessings of those times. So I want to say thank you for both of you. I'm thankful for you, and I'm thankful for people like you that in this community can go through mud and come out somehow smelling like roses. I know it's not that simple. But you are capable of praising God in the midst of it. So I want to say thank you and thank God for you. Maybe you're going through that right now, where you're saying all things. Listen to what these two read, what God says in his word. Because 250 times, at least in Scripture, we're told to give thanks on all sorts of occasions throughout many situations. Our joy, our peace, our gratitude is not based on our situations, but on the goodness of our God.
So I'm reading from Psalm 103, verse 1 through 5. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles.
Two scriptures. The first one, Pastor already read and Jen read it, so I'm going to focus on the second one. 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
So now is your time in the all things. What are the all things in which you can give thanks to God? I'm thankful for each of you that is sharing, and even those of you that have shared with me in private. I'm convinced that the soul that praises God, though those praises be uttered from the ditch, hissed through teeth clenched from agony, and it's awash in the tears of grief, that person is unconquered, that person is undefeated, that person is victorious. That soul is victorious. The enemy, the world, threw its worst at you, and we cling to the Lord still. That's true victory. That is something to be grateful for. All things. As the next two readers come, they're going to read verses regarding praising God for the things that he has done. We have Kim and, pardon me a moment as I'm getting in order, Sarah. Oh, Chad, too. Okay, cool. These next three readers, they changed it up on me. The two are one. The two are one.
I thought you meant both of us.
That's cool. Even if you do, two are one. We also give praise to God simply for the fact that he's working. Think about the scale of the universe and the scale of our planet in it. And then the scale of us on our planet. We are very, very, very small. A speck of dust floating on a speck of dust in the universe. It's not for no reason that the psalmist says, I look at the heavens. What is man that you are mindful of him? And yet God cares. God gives his goodness and lavishes his grace on us. He is active in your life. You might not see it clearly, but for everything that you've noticed God doing in your life, there have been a million other things that have escaped your notice. And I hope that this morning, as we share our thanks for the good things that he has done, for the things he is active in doing, that it opens our eyes to be even more special on Thursday when we gather around for our Thanksgiving dinners.
We'll be reading from Psalm 9, 1 through 2, and she'll be reading from Psalm 150. I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all your wonderful deeds. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing the praises of your name, O Most High.
Psalm 150. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his mighty deeds. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with triumphant sound. Praise him with the lute and harp. Praise him with the tambourine and dance. Praise him with strings and pipe. Praise him with sounding cymbals. Praise him with loud clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And I think for us, we're just thankful for a Savior who loves us more than we can imagine and goes ahead and before us, even when the waves come crashing in and the storm happens and you're in the midst of turmoil. But remember, storms only last for a little bit. And you come out at the end.
So what's God doing in your life? I know sometimes it usually takes reflection, takes some time to look back and see his fingerprints on it after the dust has collected on them. But take some time to reflect. Some of you are aware that God is working. Some of you know God is working in your life. I am so grateful over this past year. Can I share one? So do I have to stand here? I don't know. I'm making up the rules as I go. Over this past year, God has given us a lot of struggles. One of them has not been our church family. Now, granted, we're a family. We're people. We have relation, whatever. For each struggle we've been going through, some of you are aware of them, some of you are not. God has been putting people in our life from the day we came here to help us for such a time as this. And we were wondering, like, okay, why is God bringing that person into our life? And we were noticing some patterns, and we started to realize why those patterns were there this year. To share one of them, if I may. We're in an I don't know time with our daughter. We don't know something, medically speaking. All we know is she's starting to lose strength in her hands and legs. As a parent, that scares the living daylights out of me. It could be something somewhat insignificant and treatable. Could be something pretty significant. We don't know. But a couple years ago, we started a young couples life group. Little did we know, we were thinking, oh, we're opening our home. We're going to build these relationships. We're going to have people in our lives. This is good. That was the purpose. But what we didn't know is God was building those relationships with people that just so happened to work with children with disabilities. There's at least 3 people in our group. But that's what you do. And it is such an encouragement. It's such a blessing to see God orchestrating things like that, friendships and relationships and connections. See, Cole, you can cry. It's all right, man. And it's things like this that we get to see God working in our life. Where is God working in your life right now? You might be in the middle of an I don't know. You might be in the middle of a what if. God is still working and orchestrating. Where is he working in your lives? Perhaps even more significantly than anything we've said today, and we've already hit it on several levels, we recognize, we started at the surface, the good things that we all consider good in our life, the all things, and then where God is working at us. Lastly, I want us to consider praising him for the spiritual things he is doing in us. He is doing great and wonderful things in us. So Ephesians 1, starting in verse 3, Paul says this, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing." Pause there. We've kind of talked about this. These last few words are so significant. In heavenly places. See, we can look at our lives here and now and see God's blessings everywhere, right? We've discussed some of them. The real blessings, the biggest ones, the most significant ones, have yet to come. We have the deposit now. We get the full reward then. Even as he chose us before him, before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. In love, he predestined us for adoption as sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace, with which he has blessed us in the beloved. In him, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace. As the disciples came back to Jesus, he had sent them out to spread the news, and they came back to him saying, not only did we get to share the gospel, we were able to cast out demons in your name. And Jesus says, well, that's a good thing, but you should really be rejoicing that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. God has given his people such vast and glorious blessings, spiritually speaking. As the final two readers come forward and share, I want you to consider what God is doing spiritually, what he is doing in the heavenly places, what he has given you, and what he is giving you. I want you to think through and share maybe something that you're struggling in and God is working on, or maybe something that you've seen growth in, or if nothing else, simply the fact that he has saved you.
Psalm 95, 1 through 3. Come, let us sing for the joy of the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and exalt him with music and song. For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods. Psalm 107, 21 through 22. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for mankind. Let them sacrifice thank offerings, and let him of his works sing songs of joy.
2 Corinthians 4, 15 to 18. All this is for your benefit, so that the grace that is reaching more and more people may cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. Psalm 107, 1 to 3. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord tell their story. Those he redeemed from the land of the hand of the foe, those he gathered from the land, from east and west, from north and south.
So where is God working on you spiritually? What has God been doing for you? By the way, there's no rule saying if you've shared once, you can't share again. All right? We have the spiritual blessings according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. So what has God been doing spiritually for you? You know, this doesn't have to wait for November every year. One of the things that I enjoy about our life groups, our small groups, our Sunday school classes, prayer meeting, and anywhere else that we get together, we get to share stuff like this all the time. Because here's the thing. I might be struggling at a certain point with my whole attitude of gratitude, and you start sharing something that God's doing in your life, and it opens my eyes to what he's been doing, to the good things, to those moments of, okay, Aaron, this is one of those all things. These are great moments. And one of the reasons I love this, my heart is full. Yes, some of the things are heavy. But as we read this morning, this light momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory. If Paul can say, after everything that he went through, he was going through a light momentary affliction, imagine how much weightier the eternal weight of glory will be. Now, maybe you didn't share this morning. Maybe you were uncomfortable with it. Maybe you didn't feel that there was anything God led you to share. That's fine. We can still share together in praising God generally. Just expressing gratitude to Him. As we sing this hymn, let's express our gratitude to God for His goodness. I want to part with Psalm 138 of David. I give thanks, O Lord, with my whole heart. Before the gods, I sing your praise. I bow down toward your holy temple and give thanks to your name for your steadfast love and your faithfulness, for you have exalted above all things your name and your word. On the day I called, you answered me. My strength of soul you increased. All the kings of the earth shall give you thanks, O Lord, for they have heard the words of your mouth, and they shall sing of the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. For though the Lord is high, he regards the lowly, but the haughty he knows from afar. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve my life. You stretch out your hand against the wrath of my enemies. Your right hand delivers me. The Lord will fulfill his purpose for me. Your steadfast love, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the work of your hands. Let's pray. God, as we part ways, I pray that you would hear from our lips constant praise, constant gratitude for what you're doing because of who you are. May this week be more than just time of preparing food and gathering together and watching a game or taking a nap on the couch. Lord, may this be a time where people around us know that there is a God to be grateful for. That all good things come from your gracious hand. God of our salvation, we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.